the 2nd of April 2022. My name is Justin and this is Podboy episode number 4. Let's get to it with today's topic, 67 years. The girls have killed. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
South Fulton, we learn more about the callous Thanksgiving footage. Vernon, an 11-year-old girl, was killed in a crash on Interstate 84 Thursday night, according to state police. Vernon, 11, was in the back seat at the time of the crash and was taken to Rockville General Hospital for treatment with serious injuries, according to state police. Another relative, an 8-year-old girl, was in the back seat and was uninjured, police said. In Thursday's episode, the driver of the car, a 20-year-old woman who is a relative of the 12-year-old, was also shot several times and had to undergo surgery, police said. According to police, during the fight, one of the group of men pulled out a gun and shot the man, who was wounded in the neck and pronounced dead on the spot. An 18-year-old man was screaming for help after being shot several times while the girl sat motionless in front of the car. Police said the teenager died and the man was hospitalized after they were killed in a car late Sunday night west of Phoenix. Phoenix police said a 16-year-old girl died after she and an 18-year-old man were shot dead in a car on Sunday near 67th Avenue and Thomas Road. Said Johnny Tiju lived in Washington Park. Police said the 34-year-old was shot in the leg and is in good condition at West Suburban Medical Center in Oak Park. A 23-year-old Lakeside man, a Honda Accord, was taken to Palomar Medical Center in Escondido, where Escondido died, CHP spokesman Travis Garrow said. Authorities said a 23-year-old Lakeside man died and two women were injured in a head-on collision involving a large truck and two other vehicles Friday afternoon on Route 67, Route 67's main highway. Police said they found a dead person. Kiana Sylvester was taken to hospital but later died, according to police. 8-year-old Kelly Prosser was found dead in a cornfield 2 days later in a case that has baffled the public and police for decades. At the University of Chicago Medical Center, a 35-year-old woman was shot in the arm and stabilized. At least 37 people have been injured in shootings in Chicago since 5 p.m. Friday. In Chicago over the weekend, 2 people were killed and 31 others were injured. Police did not say whether the death was an accidental attack or whether a girl was the target. The case was declared closed on Friday when Columbus police said a new genealogy test had identified the deceased. In May, Columbus police launched a podcast called The Fifth Floor, hoping to find Prosser's killer and tell the story of 8-year-old Kelly Prosser. Columbus Deputy Commissioner Greg Bodick said her case was selected for their podcast because every detective and investigator working on the case felt a personal connection and desire to close the case. Harris left behind a 6-year-old brother and his twin distraught over the death. South Fulton Police Chief Keith Meadows told Alive that the man who shot baby Hallis Everhart's chest was Callis' 3-year-old cousin and that the gun belonged to the boy's father. Despite the teen's death, the Phoenix residents' firm decision to take relief action could have been crucial to saving at least one life. Persons. This is all for today, friends. My name is Justin and this was episode 4 of Podboy. See ya next time.